Rokan Show right here on 720 WGN. All right. This is something we've been waiting for. I'm going to get away from the coronavirus for a moment. Well, sort of. And I'm going to get away from all the other troubles of the world and talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. Sports gambling. Now, Rivers Casino here in Des Plaines, Illinois. Just, you could throw a baseball to O'Hare. Although if you did, you'd get arrested. It's right there. And it looks like they're about to get, Kevin, listen to this. They're about to get sports gaming there, perhaps in time for March Madness.
I already have friends that are just lurking, just walking around, examining what the sports book's going to look like. They're just hanging out. I'm like, why are you going? You can't place bets. They're like, we don't care. We're going to scout things out, well, figure out what they're doing.
They may be hoping that at some moment the sports book opens,
right,
like in a surprise way. They want to be the first one to actually do that. Well, we got Rivers Ross with us, Ross Sansone, and you're the manager of the Bet Rivers sports book. Again, this is up to the gaming board for the final approval, right? Is that how this goes?
Yeah, so we did put our last submission in for the gaming board. So we are just waiting for approval from them, and then we'll be ready to go.
And we're expecting, I mean, it would be nice, let's put it this way, because we talked a little bit about this prior. It would be nice, super nice, if they could get this done by March Madness, but it's a process, right? Like all of these things are?
Yes, so we are pushing towards March Madness. But like you said, it is a process, and we do have to listen to the IGB, the Illinois Gaming Board.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty much like our rulers. Whatever they say, mm-hmm. We do. So once that final okay goes, we will be ready to go.
Let me get rid of the elephant in the room right here, which is the CDC today and a bunch of other organizations are talking about, because the World Health Organization is warning people not to congregate.
Sure.
Right? They're like, you know, the sporting events in Europe and other places that, whether it's Italy or Iran or whatever it happens to be, where there are a lot of cases of the coronavirus, they're saying, you know, do it without crowds. And the United States hasn't been hit like that yet, but what does Rivers do to make sure that people who are going there are going to be safe?
Yeah, so even in the beginning, since we've opened, we've have a great cleaning method that we do. We've cleaned every night, every hour. Our EVS staff is on top of it. We've even ramped up those games, the cleaning, you know, every half hour now to make sure the machines are wiped down, tables are taken care of,
mm-hmm.
Anything like that. So we are aware of the situation. We hope it doesn't get as crazy as it has been overseas.
Right.
But we are aware, and we're going to be doing the best we can.
All right, because March Madness, people are going to be getting together for it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right? I mean, it is the best couple of weeks in sports.
Yeah.
Right? It's just fun to watch. All of a sudden, teams you never heard of, all of a sudden you give a hoot about, mm-hmm. and these teams, it seems like there is always a team that just plays so above its head, right? And you see this, the level of competition is just so great, and it's, to me, the best basketball in the world,
yeah.
Right? So you're seeing really, really fun games, and there's always been gambling. I mean, there's, you know, office pools and all the rest of that stuff.
Sure.
So what kind of games, what are you guys going to be, what can we expect out of sports books in Illinois here, Ross?
You know, for us, for Rivers, it's going to be, you know, the whole experience. It's going to be that Vegas experience. We have a great system that we're going to be using that we got our independent line makers for. The kiosk experience are going to be huge because we're going to have 30 kiosks.
Can you go to a window too or no?
Yeah, so we're going to have the windows as well. There'll be 5 windows that you can go to,
mm-hmm.
and then the kiosk. But, you know, like you said, March Madness is bigger than the Super Bowl.
How many seats? What's the situation look like there?
So we do have like 3 rows of stadium seating, tables in the front, the bar that has seating as well. So it's a good space. It's, like I said, it's not too big, but it's not too small either. So,
how many TVs are we working with?
So we do have the big screen. The big screen does get you, like, it's about a 47-foot wall of the LED screen. You could break it down to, you know, one main game, or you can have 12 different games going at once.
So God, I started to drool when he said that. I got a little excited. All right, hold on. Ross, don't go anywhere. Rivers Ross is with us. I want to ask more questions about this, because I want to think about something else than the coronavirus for just a few minutes. And I want to dream big here.
Sure.
As Rivers Casino is about to open up their sports book. It's going to be the first sports book in Illinois, right?
Yes.
When it does open. But we'll get right back to that. Rivers Ross, I love that. Love that nickname. Dr. and Mrs. Ross must have really loved it when they named their child Rivers.
Huh.
let's check the sports, the traffic, and the weather. Kim. All right, we're going to get to all of the virus talk and the rest of the stuff and the markets talk, all the things that are going on. But let's talk about another market here for just a moment, because we have got Rivers Ross with us. He's actually Ross Sansone. He's the sportsbook manager at Rivers Casino, and the sportsbook is just about to open. We're this close. We're this close, Ross. Close, Ross.
Almost there.
Almost there.
Almost.
All right. Now, again, for the experience, for the people who are actually going to be having this experience, who are going to be going to this, and maybe they're regular machine players or they like to play craps or other stuff, but they're not really familiar with sports gambling. Explain how this works.
So to me, there's four types of main bets. You can make a wider range of bets, but the four key ones that like a new sports bettor wants to get a hold of is the four I'd like to. Is first one is the money line. Mm-hmm. Second one would be your point spread. Third would be your over under, and then fourth, which is my favorite bet, is the parlay. Each have a different way of going about it.
You're a heartbreaker, Ross. What the hell is that all about? I mean, I love the parlay, too. When you hit it.
Sure.
But when you don't hit it, when you hit half, and explain what the parlay is, you bet on two things. They both have to happen.
Yes.
You bet on two games.
So two or more games linked together will equal your parlay. But let's say if you did a five-game parlay, only four of those hit, you lose the whole ticket, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So it's just more of a, you know, bet less and get more of a bang for your money.
So you can bet on all the American sports, right?
Sure.
And there's also this thing called micro betting that people are talking about. Can you explain that to me?
That one I'm not too sure about, actually.
Okay. Because the micro betting, as I understand it, is that's huge in Europe. The number one most gambled upon sport in Europe is tennis.
Okay.
And what they do is they on their phones, they gamble on serves, right? Or games or matches. And, you know, so like, Serena Williams could be playing, and then you're betting whether she's going to win or lose the game right there in the middle of it. Right. So it could be 30 seconds before you know the answer.
Yeah,
you know, stuff like that. And so that's that kind of action is driving the gambling business all over the world. Obviously, England has had it forever, right? You've got, and soccer is gigantic in Europe. What do you think that football is going to be the hottest?
I do. I think football, of course, you know, for America, everybody loves betting on football. I think that'll be first. Basketball usually comes in a good second.
And basketball used to be considered one of the safest bets, actually.
Yeah, not anymore. They score a lot of points, and those odds makers are getting so close to getting the exact spreads and getting the exact lines. It's hard to.
The favorites had a high percentage of winning,
right?
If you're just going on the money line as opposed to the spread. Now, well, let's explain that. So on the money line, you're just picking the winner and the loser.
Yes. So you're going to pick the winner or the loser of the game, but you're going to have that plus minus there. So that plus is going to be for your underdog, and that minus line is going to be for your favorite.
So you bet on your favorite.
Yes.
It's not going to be the Bulls. You bet on your favorite, and you bet a dollar. You might get 80 cents back.
Sure.
So $1.80 back.
Right.
Right. As opposed to, but if you bet on the underdog, you might get $1.20 back for your dollar.
Right.
Right.
The best way I explain it is just easy math. If the team was minus 120, so they're the favorite, you have to bet like $120 to win your $100 back.
Yeah.
And the vice versa. You know, if you get the plus sign, they're plus 150, you bet 100, you get 150 in return.
Okay. All right. So you got that. So football, NBA basketball, and college sports are bettable, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, there was some concern about that. What's the safeguard in there?
So anything Illinois-wise when it comes to college sports, we're not going to be taking any action
so
on.
So Northwestern, Illinois, any of that stuff, including all sports,
yes.
Football, basketball.
Yeah.
Right.
Any collegiate sport, no action will be taken that has to deal with Illinois teams. So
okay.
Even if they're away, they're home, any action we cannot take in Illinois.
Got it. So is there, like, can people bet on, like, the littler sports in college, too, or no?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lacrosse or swimming? I mean, I don't know. What's available?
College-wise, you have to see what the system that we're going to be using offers.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, maybe, you know. Mostly it is that basketball, football. And then down the line, we could see what other sports are going to offer for the college.
And women's basketball, too?
Yeah.
Ross, how does it work if someone wanted to reserve seats or get a group? Like, can people do that?
Yeah. Ross, Kevin wants to actually come in here, and he's going to put a bill in your hand while you're standing here. It's not going to be the bill you think it is,
sure.
By the way. It does start with a one,
right?
But it doesn't have any of those numbers after it. So let's talk
about.
Because
that's what a lot of people want to do. They do want to go with a group of friends.
What can you do?
Yeah, post
yeah.
Up.
I mean, even now, before you know the sports betting becomes legal, and we do have that option to bet the sports, you can for bigger events rent seats from us. You know, there's.
Are those seats up right now at Rivers Casino?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything's up. You have people coming in watching games.
That's what I'm saying. I had friends do that. They were just hanging out watching.
Just waiting for the betting to start. Any minute now, the betting window's going to open. I'm going in.
Yeah, we just had the big fight against Wilder and Fury. We were selling seats for that.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, bigger events, stuff like that. On a normal day, you come in and enjoy the sports book without, you know, reserving a seat or anything like that.
Lovely casino. I know it's very rare that you can say those two words next to each other, lovely and casino. And because it's always, you go to Las Vegas, first time anybody ever goes to Las Vegas, they're thinking, oh my God, it's like Sinatra, it's like this, it's like that, and then you end up, you know, at, I don't even want to name the casinos, but you walk into a casino that's like a legacy casino, and you're like, oh my God, what happened here? It's like post-apocalyptic. But Rivers is really kind of like that. Rivers is the kind of casino you walk into, and it's kind of what you expect in your mind's eye.
Yeah, that's from day one, really.
Right.
And we're just going to expand that with the sportsbook. Like I said, that Vegas-style sportsbook with the stadium row seatings, the bar right there.
Feels really high-end. There's a Hugo's there.
Hugo's Frog Bar.
Yes.
Very good.
Which is, I mean, that's, I have friends who just go, don't even gamble, just go to the Hugo's there.
Yeah.
Because you got the Gibson's in Rosemont, and you got the Hugo's there.
Yeah.
And the Hugo's, I did that a couple of weeks ago. I just went with these guys. We're going, all right, we're going to go to the casino for lunch. I'm like, what? Oh, Hugo's. Yeah, we're good. So the food is great. There is also a very, as we mentioned before, in this coronavirus moment, obviously you guys are, most of the businesses that are hosting a lot of people in a day, you're going to a new protocol for this, so everybody's going to try their best to make sure that the environment is as clean as possible. But there's still people got to get out, and they want to do things, right? And if you're able to turn this thing around, Ross, and it's on you, my friend.
Thank
this
you.
Is it. You, there's one guy that this is going. I want this ready for March Madness. Now, when is Selection Sunday?
So not this week, but next Sunday.
Next 15th, Sunday, the 15th. And then the tournament starts on that Thursday, right? The 19th?
Yeah, there'll be a few play-in games that Tuesday.
Right,
Wednesday,
that's right.
But the real, you know, the real big tournament starts on that Thursday.
Well, that those play-in games always can get you too. Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy. That's tough action right there.
Yeah.
I hate to sound like a degenerate, though I am. Will there be horse betting there too?
No, unfortunately not. So just right now, the sports book is just going to cover the sports.
Right. Like in Vegas, you can bet on horses.
Yeah, you can do both
tracks.
Vegas. Yeah, but right now, Illinois, we're focusing, at least Rivers, we're focusing.
Yeah, but you still have Arlington if you want to bet on horses. Mm-hmm. When the Arlington meet opens up in the, you know, but it's not too far from there.
No.
When it opens up in May, you can bet on all the the syndicated, all the other tracks around the country that are that are running as well. Man, you know what? I'm disappointing myself. I hope my mother's not listening to this. Although she's a bit of a degenerate, too. So that's how it goes. All right, betrivers.com. That's where it's all going to start. So congratulations on this. I think a lot of people in the area are, been looking forward to this for a really long time. And Indiana, you know, they started already with it, and they made $500 million out of it already. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they only started it a couple months ago. So it's about time that Illinois, if I could just urge the powers that be in Illinois to come up with a way. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect the first time out, because these things always get amended along the way.
Yeah.
But let's, you know, while the sun is still shining here, for as long as the sun may be shining, it's getting a little cloudy, Ross. I don't know if you've noticed this. But there's some concern about the economic, I know people are watching the Dow. You might be better at a craps table, and you might be better during the tournament if you could do like a three-team parlay of the favorites. Do never take the fifth seed. The fifth seed and the seventh seed always seem to go out early.
That is true.
There you have it. Thank you so much, Ross. Really appreciate it. Ross Sansone. Rivers Ross is his nickname. When you see him, as a matter of fact, now, Kev, you bring your buddies over to Rivers Casino, because you don't live too far from there.
Not at all. Always
come on down,
there.
And you walk in, and you get to say, "No big deal, I know Rivers Ross."
I'd like to speak to Rivers Ross, please. He's got seating for me.
Right, he was on my radio show. I'm on a little radio show on WGN. It's called the Kevin Powell Show with Lauren Lapka. Oh, and Rokon.
He said a free round of drinks when we first sit down.
Oh, see.
Give him
an inch. How that goes? Well, come on. Yeah. I mean, it's, just imagine he's at a craps table. They're constantly feeding me drinks at a craps table. Oh, yeah. And I don't know how. How can a casino afford that? I have no idea, Ross.
I wish I could figure it out.
I'd like to be the accountant and trying to figure all of that out. It's going to be a ton of fun. Well, congratulations. Thank you so much for doing this. All right. Coming up on the program, let me tell you, we're going to tell you the three things you need to know in the 5 o'clock hour. It's starting right at 5 o'clock. Also, now listen to this. This is going to be really interesting. We're going to talk to a guy named George Valdez, who is the author of Narco Mindset. This guy was a drug lord in Central America. And now he's a doctor. He's out of it. He's out of the whole thing. And he's telling the story of how people get wrapped up into it, what it does, how it works. It's fascinating. That's coming your way in the 6 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. Right now, we've got the news standing by from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom and Kim Gordon coming your way in 2 minutes.